You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Be here with another episode of the Ideal Business Show, and today my special guest is Jesse Cole. Jesse is the owner of the Savannah Bananas, and he also has just released a book called Find Your Yellow Tux, which is why I reached out to Jesse in the first place. That's how I found out about him, and I just found the book to be fascinating. I mean, just really, you know, the epitome of somebody kind of finding their sweet spot in business and combining kind of that concept of the ideal business with the ability to go out and have an impact and do it in a way that really played to their strengths. So can't tell you how excited I am to have Jesse with us today. So welcome, Jesse.
Well, yeah, pumped to be on the show, pal. Let's have some fun.
So, you know, I mean, you currently own two college summer baseball teams, which really turned into kind of a bigger business. It's very much like professional baseball in that it's just a big entertainment business. It's a lot more than baseball. How did you get to that point?
Yeah, I think that's the big key for the listeners. You know, there's Major League Baseball, there's AAA, there's AA, there's Single A, then there's independent professional baseball, then there's top level college, and then there's us at College Summer Baseball. So we are really low down on the food chain, but we've been able to, you know, with our bananas, we've sold out 32 straight games. We have a wait list in the thousands, and, you know, we've created a lot of national media attention with MSNBC, ESPN, and CNN. And I share this in the book, The Find Your Yellow Tux, but really it's been an 11-year journey. And for us, it's finding what business we're really in. I think most people think what business they're in, and most sports teams think they're in the wins and losses business. They're about, you know, winning baseball games. We went all in on entertainment. And 11 years ago, when I started with the team in Gastonia, North Carolina, I showed up that first day and found out that the team was only averaging 200 fans a game, that the team had lost over $100,000 a year, and there was less than $300 in the bank account. And at that point, you know, I learned that, hey, this team baseball was not working. And we had to go all in on something else and really pivot and change what we were doing. And that's kind of how everything evolved into where we are with Savannah and selling out every game. We look at how can we do constant entertainment? And we simplified who we are, and not about baseball, fans first, entertainment. And that's everything we do. And when I talk with business owners, it's really to think about, you know, what can you be the best at? And what can you be different? Because that's what really gets people excited. And when people come to our games, they see things they've never seen before, like, you know, a breakdancing first base coach doing the moonwalk, and our Banana Nana's senior citizen dance team, you know, dancing to Justin Timberlake. And it's all this that's created such a demand and excitement because people are seeing something unlike what they've normally seen. And I think every business has that opportunity. I think most businesses just try to follow the middle, follow what everyone else is doing. And I think that's where you get in trouble. And that's where businesses get into sustaining mode. And once you get in sustaining mode, you're in trouble. So that's what I've seen.
Man, I mean, you said a lot there. It was outstanding because I think so much, a lot of the people that I reach, that I serve, that are in the fitness industry or the wellness industry or even the sports performance industry, they think they're in the business of workouts. They think that they're in the business of serving a client, serving an athlete, serving a patient to just get them this desired outcome. Not a lot different than people thinking they're in the business of wins and losses in the type of baseball that you're in. But the reality is, in the industry that I serve the most, you know, we're certainly in experience and engagement, because nobody comes and reaches all their goals on day one when they join a gym or something like that. So, you know, there has to be that engagement factor. And you found, you know, a number of kind of non-traditional or outside the box ways to do this, but I'm going to assume you didn't just figure this out on day one. This has come over time. So So can you share a little bit about your journey from first starting off with Gastonia or and really kind of figuring some of this out and really evolving to where you are today?
100%. And I share this in the book, and it's about small bets. You know, we've taken so many small bets. We're trying new things every single day, and that's where we learn. You know, I think a lot of people get so stuck on the way they want to do their business, but they're not trying new things every day. And so, for instance, for us, I mean, we tried promotions like Flatulence Fun Night and Salute to Underwear Night. We tried the world's largest tickets, which literally were the size of posters that had, you know, pictures of the players and the entertainment that our fans absolutely hated because it didn't even fit in a pocket or a pocketbook. But what we were doing, it's based on the DNA of our company. And our DNA of the company, one of the part of the fans first way is be different in everything we do. And so we built that into us. So it's like, hey guys, is that different? Is it unique? And we try it. And, you know, we have a full-time videographer here that we're literally producing movies nonstop. I mean, we did a Sandlot parody with our team. You know, we covered Bull Durham on the field in the middle of a game. You know, we did The Office like Michael Scott. I mean, we're constantly trying new movies because it fits into our DNA of entertainment. And so when you know what you're trying to do and you talk about the fitness profession, you know, being about the experience, there's thousands of different workouts out there. And like, you know, CrossFit, which is so big, there's so many CrossFit gyms, but why are some so much better than others? Because they're providing a different, unique experience. And that's what we focus on. It's how can you provide the perfect experience for your customers? And when you provide that, you can stand out. And that's my whole premise is how to stand out and be different.
So you started out as, help me if I'm mistaken here, just I want to make sure, you started out as a general manager. You had played baseball in college, and then you ended out becoming an owner of one team, and then you've really kind of shifted, now own two teams. I mean, that's a pretty significant journey. Are there any lessons, any takeaways, any steps along the way that you think would be valuable for some of the entrepreneurs that are listening in?
Yeah. Well, it actually started as an intern, an unpaid intern, and then became a general manager at 23 years old. Fortunate because I was successful at selling sponsorships. As a GM, I wasn't able to pay myself for certain months because there was no money coming in. We were working part of a failed team. And then I jumped to a managing partner and took some shares and then bought the team. And everyone says, how do you own baseball teams? And well, you take on millions of dollars of debt, not millions and millions, but right out that edge. And, you know, we took chances. And I think the lesson is to be patient in what you want for yourself. And I say this, and being patient in how much you give to others. And I played the long game for 11 years now to be an owner of two teams. And I'm still playing that long game. This isn't the end goal. It's how can I make a greater impact? And for a big thing for us, we think about impact as opposed to revenue. And I believe every single business owner should change the way they look at their business. It's how many people can you impact and how great can that impact be? And for us, we in our company now, we have signs. We don't talk about revenue. It's how can we impact 100,000 people at our stadium? How can we impact 1 million people online? Because what happens is the byproduct will be the money. And so that was a great change. And one of our employees actually brought it up. He said, Jesse, we talk about impact, but we're still talking about money too much. And we've shifted. And so playing the long game, understanding the impact game has been a real game changer for us. And the sky's the limit now, because when you start looking at impact, it's amazing how you can go from 100,000 to 500,000 to 1 million. And we believe we're going to be able to do that even in a small, small college summer baseball team.
So just to give people maybe some context, just some ways that maybe you're different than the typical college summer team, you know, these differentiators that have allowed you guys to sell out, you know, I mean, pretty much it seems like every game that you play with this waiting list. So, I mean, just share a few. I mean, I know you shared a couple earlier, but just what does the typical college summer team look like? How does their approach to promotion, if you would even call it that, how does that look?
So the typical college summer team has one or two employees. Sometimes they're just volunteers, and their role is to focus on signing the players, recruiting the players, getting them host families for the summer, you know, taking care of the players. And that's their job. It's not seen as a business. It's seen as a hobby. And whereas us, you know, we focus, I mean, we have 15 full-time year-round employees with the Bananas and 200 part-time. And so we've changed our focus. And how we've been able to really do it is a few things, but one I'll say is attention beats marketing 1000% of the time. I say this over and over again because companies focus on marketing. They put out the Facebook ads, they go on the newspaper, the TV, the radio. Well, that's the same noise as everyone else. What are you doing to create attention? Why are our reporters reaching out to you? What's your story? When we came out with the Savannah Bananas name, as I share in the book, that was a game changer. But what happened is we continue to put that reinvention into our DNA. And every couple months, we come up with a big announcement, whether it's our Dolce & Banana underwear, which we are the only sports team in the country, I think, selling actually underwear with a banana on the crotch. You know, we offered Obama an internship last year. We're constantly thinking of things to create attention because that really builds people into knowing that, hey, these guys are doing things differently and people are talking about it. And then they come into our funnel. And the last thing that I think we're doing different than everyone else is we're looking at the sellout mentality. And every business, Pat, should be doing this. A great book, which I'll share with everyone, is Daniel Priestley, Oversubscribed. It's one of the best books I've ever read about creating demand. And we've created so much demand by selling out one thing and then selling out another thing and then continuing selling out. People want what they can't have. And we've created the sellout mentality that as soon as we put something on sale, it sells out. And now we create this list. And it's, you can't just do it overnight, but start small. We started, hey, we're going to sell out our first game. We're going to sell out our box seats. We're going to sell out these pieces. So everyone, when they think of the Bananas, they think these guys sell out. And now we're doing a craft beer kickball league, and it's about to sell out in 2 days. Just because they believe with the Bananas, whatever we do sells out. You build that into your company, it's a game changer.
And that's outstanding. So I realize in the book you mentioned that coaching wasn't for you and you got into the promotional side of stuff, but I want you to put the coach hat back on for a minute. If you were going to connect with a business owner who has kind of one of those me too businesses, a kind of an ordinary everyday business that just blends in with all the other ones in their market, what two or three bits of advice would you give them to get started in really kind of finding their identity and differentiating themselves?
Well, the first question, what makes you different? And what most companies say, most people say, well, we have better prices, we have better this, we have better that. Well, better isn't different, only is different. What are you doing that's different than everyone else? And most people can't answer that. And so they're always going to be a me too business if they can't answer that, or if it's this long convoluted answer that their people can't share. So for instance, when MSNBC came down here for a game, the producer was on tape saying, it's like a circus and a baseball game breaks out. She's actually using our language out there because it was so simple. We call our games a circus. So for you as a business owner, you got to understand what makes you different. And if you're not going to be the crazy one like me in the yellow tuxedo, the wild, the face, then you have to go all in on standing out with the customer experience. That's the only real big difference. If you can't create attention, if you're not wild, go to that route. And think about the perfect experience for your customer from the first time they see your website, to when they buy, to when they come to your store, to how the phones are answered, to what your business cards look like. If they're all normal, you'll get normal results. Think about what is exceptionary, what will wow them. You know, we try to think at every touch point. And with our team and our company, as I shared in the book, before we make any decision, we ask, is this fans first? Is this entertaining them? And every decision is based by that. So, you know, the practical advice, it's very difficult because every business is different, but they just need to figure out why they're doing what they're doing and simplify it and figure out why they're different. That's the best practical advice I give, Pat, because it's so, you just have to, not everyone can be crazy, but they can certainly look at how they can stand out with a fan experience and a customer experience.
Very cool. So, I mean, obviously there's only so much we're going to cover on, you know, on a podcast. If somebody wants to learn more about you, if somebody wants to kind of get a peek into how you've been able to really kind of turn the college summer league baseball world on its ear, tell us a little bit more about Find Your Yellow Tux.
You know, and I think great advice from Gary Vaynerchuk is it's don't listen to what I say, watch what I do. And so if you want to see kind of what we do for the Savannah Bananas, go to our Facebook page, go to our YouTube. And for me, you know, go to my pages, my LinkedIn, you can see what I'm doing. But Find Your Yellow Tux, it's really, it's Find Your Tux is how to be successful by standing out. And I believe everyone in every business has one thing that makes them stand out. It's the best version of themselves. And I feel like so many times people are just trying to be like everyone else. So this shares my journey and the journey that I've seen with businesses on how to find what makes them stand out. So you know, obviously, findyouryellowtux.com. I'm sharing articles, videos, And I have a podcast, Business Done Differently, which really analyzes how people are looking business differently and how they can stand out. So it's all fitting to this brand and these beliefs that I have. And it all stems from, if it's normal, do the exact opposite, be different and stand out. And I will repeat that over and over again, because it's what I believe in. So if you follow our pages, you'll see that kind of built into our brand.
Very cool. So we'll have a link to the book in the show notes. I mean, I can't recommend this book strongly enough. I feel like this is for so many fitness businesses where we've got, you know, practitioners who are really good at their craft, but not necessarily good at letting the public understand how they're different and how they're better. This is kind of a Bible that it's going to help you really kind of figure out the best approach for you to differentiate yourself and succeed in a way that, you know, is really congruent with who you are and what you're about. So
Pat, I got to thank you there. Thank you. It's the first time the book is ever referred to as a Bible of some sort. So thank you for that. That's definitely a first.
Well, I mean, honestly, you know, as we talked about before we started recording, you know, I didn't know you prior to this and just saw the book and dug into it and read it all kind of straight through in one sitting, and it was outstanding. So, you know, again, I can't recommend it strongly enough. So we'll have a link in the show notes, as well as a link to how you can find Jesse online. Jesse, thank you for being part of the Ideal Business Show. And again, guys, be sure to check out the book. It's outstanding. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Ideal Business Show. And thank you, Jesse.
It was a pleasure, Pat. Keep making a difference and keep standing out.
Thanks for listening. We've got a special gift for our listeners. We're giving away 52 cut and paste newsletters that you could start using for your fitness business today. To get your special gift, head on over to patrigsby.com/gift.